It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Iraq's Anbar province hit hard by Islamic State. Militants pounded the Iraqi government security compound in the center of Anbar province's capital, Ramadi, Thursday. Edward Uranian reports.
Islamic State militants mounted waves of attacks on Ramadi's heavily fortified security zone overnight and into the day Thursday, using suicide car bombs against defenders of the city center. Anbar council member Salah Fehdawi warned that Ramadi was in danger of falling. Provincial Governor Suhaib Rawi also pleaded with both the Iraqi government and neighboring states to help prevent Anbar province from falling into the hands of Islamic State militants. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the United States of trying to dominate international relations, but says Russia is still always open to cooperation. His remarks came Thursday during an annual live question-and-answer session on Russian television, in which he took questions from the public. Mr. Putin also said Russia's economic performance has remained strong despite a slump in oil prices and the Western sanctions over Moscow's involvement with Ukraine. A prominent Ukrainian journalist known for his pro-Russian views was fatally shot. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says Oles Buzina, chief editor of the newspaper Segodnya, was shot near his home in Kiev by two masked gunmen on Thursday. Thousands marched through the South African city of Durban Thursday to protest recent anti-immigrant violence has left five people dead and thousands displaced. In a suburb of Johannesburg, police fired rubber bullets and tear gas Thursday to disperse a crowd of anti-immigrant protesters aiming to attack foreign-owned shops.